Two's Company is a chance to bring together two women from the same profession or similar walks of life, but who've taken different paths. Their conversation will highlight their diverse backgrounds, their experiences, joys, hardships, and eventually to find common ground along the way.
Hi, my name is Prashasti and I am a stand-up comedian.
Hi, my name is Supriya. I am a stand-up comedian and a writer.
As these two women sit down opposite each other for the first time, there are a set of cards next to them. Now, one at a time, they each pick up a card to ask a question. Let's find out what happens next.
When was the first time you performed in front of an audience and what was it like?
I was in KG. We were doing a Ram Leela skit. I was playing KK in it.
Nice.
And I have vague memories of it. I was very small. But I also have a lot of pictures of it. And I remember that my mother told me that KK main character. Hmm. I actually talk about my stand-up also. Hmm. And I did the entire play with that confidence, even though I was there in a couple of scenes only.
Yeah. So
that was the first time. But I think that was just a lot of fun. The first time I think I was alone on stage was maybe doing a dance performance a few years later. Hmm. Stand-up to my life was a very long time. So that happened, I'm guessing, like when I was nearing 30. So that was a very different experience because you're aware of the audience in the fourth wall.
When you're doing stand-up, I think it's a completely different way to connect to the audience than, say, a musical or a...
Yeah. I think all your senses are there in the present tense with the audience.
Yeah.
Which is very different from other stage performances.
Yeah, because I feel like even in something like music, I feel like if you're singing something, I feel like the audience is already with you.
Yeah.
Or if you're singing a familiar song, so unko to pehle se hi pata tum kya gaane wale
ho. I mean, kabhi gaya nahi stage pe. Mujhe lagta hai ki when you sing, probably you can afford to get lost with the music.
Yeah.
An audience comes with you.
Exactly. Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm guessing in stand up, it is very much
you're on your toes all
the
time.
I'm here, you are here, let's be here together.
Yeah.
But when was the first time you went on stage?
One thing I very vividly remember is 10th standard mein, annual function mein, our teachers made a whole performance about feminism in India.
Oh.
Okay? So I was like, wow, that's amazing. So like different years and how women have progressed through it. Okay, so the role they gave me eventually was the modern woman. Okay, so I would be going to office, my husband is at home, and that is the end of the play. So I was very excited. Okay, cool, mast maza aane wala hai. One day before the performance happens, my teacher comes and tells me, ki, Supriya, you are not doing this role anymore. I'm like, okay, sure. But we're giving you a different role. I'm like, okay, what's the role? You're going to be performing as a sati.
I did not see that coming at all.
So imagine, from modern woman, I went to sati. Can you imagine? I'd tell my mom, "Mare pas white sari hai, kisi mujhe pehenna hai." It's like, we don't keep white saris at home. Where? Why will you wear? She was really offended, okay, on my behalf. So my role from a modern woman cut down to 2 seconds of me sitting on a pyre. Flames are engulfing me. But I think that's where the nail was, ki ye comedy hi karegi iske life mein ab aur kuch nahi ho sakta hai. That's the first memorable time I remember being on stage. But otherwise, stand-up to maine bhi apne life mein late hi shuru kiya.
Yeah, I think we started around the same time.
I started in 2017.
Yeah, I remember that one show we all did together.
Yeah,
that,
Summer House mein tha.
Summer House
mein tha. That was my first show.
Yeah.
It went really well, okay. And there were other big comedians on the lineup. The first thing they told me was, Supriya, congratulations, this will never happen again. So I was like, okay, cool. And you know what? It never happened again.
Yeah,
so
I know that feeling also.
Yeah, that euphoria of doing something for the first time.
But I think even though it never happens again, when you've had that, you know you're made for this in that moment.
Absolutely.
For me, it wasn't my first open mic or first show. It happened, I think, 1 year into doing comedy. But once you're on stage feeling that thing, that thing that cannot be described in words, that resonance you feel with the world.
Absolutely.
You're like, I'm
made
for this.
You feel it. When you feel it, you know it. Before I could say even one word, I was so nervous. I was like, bhai, khatam karo, niklo. But the moment I heard laughter, and I was like,
some portal opens in your brain.
Exactly. Ekdam se switch on ho jata hai. Bas wohi rakhna. I think that is the chase, I think, in the journey of a comedian. Wo hamesha hi ongoing hai. It will never end.
When did you realize that you were funny?
I think bachpan se hi, like, I feel like humor has been my defense mechanism since my childhood only. And I feel like in my building, especially, I was the leader of the gang. So as a leader, it was my responsibility to, you know, make sure people do what I tell them to do. So hum log kafi kuch aise theatrical cheeze karte the, like plays type, apne liye hi banate rehte the. To tabhi se, like, I felt like I'm funny. And I used to remember, like, school mein itni stupid jokes ek dusre ko bole the. I made sure I remembered them all and came home and told my parents so that they would laugh. Like, that excited me. Like, ki wo jokes agar mere parents hase uspe to maza aayega. So, like, even do you remember what was that show, Great Indian Laughter Challenge? Unke sets main memorize kar leti thi. Like, Raju Srivastav ka ek set tha, maine memorize kar diya tha. And at every get together, family get together, I made sure I would perform that set and people would laugh. I feel like because I turned to it as a defense mechanism, I feel like I always knew that I'm funny. I never knew I was stand up funny. That was something that was pushed on me, but I feel like inherently I knew I could make my friends laugh.
I think for me, as a child, I used to not think I'm funny. I used to try to make jokes, they would fall flat. Like the opposite. So I turned to dancing. And then I used to do things which are very cliche to girls that way. But I know that when I was in college, and by that time I shifted enough schools and colleges to again probably find humor as this thing that makes me tick with people and bond with people. So I know when I was in college, my friends used to be like, oh my God, ye aa gayi. Now it's going to be a different vibe. Okay, she's going to say things and we're going to laugh. So I knew that people see me as a funny person. And I knew that when I talk about it, होता नहीं जो एक कॉमिक इंसिडेंट होता है कि यू मूविंग फ्रॉम पंच लाइन टू पंच लाइन, ओके, व्हेन यू आर सेइंग थिंग्स एंड यू आर नॉट लाफिंग, लाइक आज मैं क्या गलत कर रही हूं, खाना नहीं खाया क्या? सो दैट इंस्टिंक्ट हैड डेवलप्ड. It was only when I was starting improv, because I was like wanting to do theater, Mumbai theater scene too intense. So I started doing improv classes just to keep myself, you know, busy. So wahan pe I, because a lot of open micers used to come there.
Yeah.
And I was like, insi to zyada hi funny hu
main.
And also weirdly, one thing that helped me was 2014-15 was the time when I was trying to really date very aggressively. I would, through apps, I would meet people, and once in a while you would go and watch a stand-up show. And the man would typically say, oh, isse funny to main hoon. Isse funny to main hoon.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is really, I mean, that really was like, how do all men think they're funnier than that? A, they're not.
No, they're not.
And if they think they're funny, like, excuse me. Like, must thank men for giving us this.
Exactly.
Isko lag raha hai, toh fir maybe, you know, fir we don't have organic confidence, but we're like, isse toh better.
Yeah, correct. What is a piece of work that you're most proud of? A joke, a set, or a script?
Last year, I released my special Durpari Sharmai on YouTube. Ek toh I produced and released it independently. Like, you know, I never saw myself as a person who would just take independent decisions and go with them. So,
is there a reason you did that though?
I think there was a time when OTTs were investing heavily. And then they were not.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think me and you both, I think we sort of come, like, you know, forward through that era.
Yes.
So I think there was some sort of hang-up earlier that, you know, when a platform offers you space, it's a great platform because, you know, aap pe subscribers aapko dekhenge. I had some inhibition to put things on YouTube also for the longest time.
Yeah.
I remember one clip had gone earlier, 2018 mein, and, like, you know, there's so much trolling. And I was like, I don't want to expose myself to people who don't want to watch me. I'll do live shows and I'll put my content on OTTs. So that way also it was a big leap where I was like, oh, I have had so much growth in this now that it actually doesn't make a difference to me what people are saying in the comments, because I know people have enjoyed this live.
Yeah.
And I know there are a lot of audience for it, you know, online. And some people enjoy, whoever doesn't enjoy and has to say mean things can say mean things. It is not going to, like, really shake my, you know, ki main apne baare mein kya sochti hun. So that was one big leap. And second was, I think I'm just very proud of that show also. In the sense ki probably I'm growing as a comedian and, you know, I probably will write better jokes in the future. But somehow that show was very honest and very organic. And I had a lot of fun making it. And it was very me. So that show also, like, really helped me get in touch with my femininity, if, you know, if that's the right way to put it. I really was like, yo, why am I suppressing this part of me? Like, you know, I really felt very much like a woman. So I'm very proud of that one thing. And it's very silly, but it's very me.
I feel like you're, like, touch wood, But you're also one of the few women comedians I see who's not trolled as aggressively as... I mean, let's pray that it stays that way because it's horrible. It's really bad how bad things can get. You only mentioned, you know, before putting something out on YouTube also, you're apprehensive because, you know, you're really putting it out there now. Yeah. So, like... When you put this out, how did you convince yourself eventually?
थोड़ा तो time के साथ हो गया था. एक तो वो ये कि जब मेरे से पहली बार trolling हुआ तो it was so new to me. I was not prepared only for fame, right? Mm. After MBA, I was doing a job and then comedy just happened to me in a way. And then suddenly I was so exposed. So I was like, कि मुझे इज्जत की आदत है. Like, you know, by default, I am used to do my work and be clapped for it.
Yeah.
And this is something I did not sign up for. Yeah. And even though it was not as intense as a lot of women go through, okay? Yeah. But it was still a lot for me. So I really went back in my shell. I think हम ये औरतों का ज़्यादा होता है but I think human tendency or creative tendency is to keep looking out for feedback. You don't want to be living in your bubble where people are saying good things only, right? So you also are tuned into कि ख़राब क्या बोल रहे हैं. तो शुरू में मुझे लगा कि oh shit, शायद मैंने कुछ बहुत ही ख़राब किया है. You know, I was just taking that trolling on face value कि maybe इनके words अच्छे नहीं हैं. It's the wrongest approach, okay? Maybe इनके words अच्छे नहीं हैं पर वो जो कहना चाह रहे हैं वो ये है कि मैं funny नहीं हूँ और मुझे और funny होना चाहिए. And I took it too hard. And of course, how can I ignore this? This is feedback.
Yeah.
But I think over years, because some content went out on OTT, some content went here and there, I realized ki there are people who will give you feedback and the way people give constructive feedback is not like this.
Absolutely.
They don't become a mob and attack you.
Exactly.
You know, there are pieces of content for which people have DM'd me and said, we love you. ये देख के उतना मजा नहीं आया बट वी नो के यू नो नेक्स्ट वन विल बी बेटर और वी आर टेलिंग यू दिस बिकॉज यू नो वी आर सो इन्वेस्टेड इन योर जर्नी एंड यू लाइक यू नो व्हाट दिस मैटर्स राइट. तो आई अंडरस्टूड दैट सेकंड. आई थिंक विद इयर्स ऑफ डूइंग कॉमेडी ऑन स्टेज द गुड थिंग विद कॉमेडी ऑल्सो इज द लाफ्स आर सो tangible. यू ऑल्सो गेट दैट सिक्योरिटी कि अगर इस रूम में बैठ के लोग हंस रहे हैं अब किसी को पसंद आए चना आए
इधर तो
यहाँ पे दिस इज टेंजिबल एविडेंस दैट व्हाट आई हैव डन हैज क्रिएटेड वैल्यू फॉर समवन. सो नाउ आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू यू नो लुक एट व्हाट पीपल आर सेइंग पीपल हु डोंट अंडरस्टैंड कॉमेडी हु अंडरस्टैंड वर्ड और हु जस्ट फ्रस्ट्रेटेड इन देयर लाइव्स.
When it comes to putting out stand-up material, I still feel very apprehensive about it, you know. I can put up anything else. It doesn't affect me anymore. Honestly, it doesn't. Because I feel like I've made peace with it. Like, I feel like as long as I'm perceived by human beings, I will be trolled, okay? So I made peace with it. But stand-up is your 100% most vulnerable self.
Yeah.
And I feel so like this poor girl, I don't want her beliefs to be shaken up about what she is good at. I know I'm very good at it, but that's why I haven't put up any stand-up clips on my own yet, because I feel I'm still like struggling with just this aspect of it. But I want to get there too, you know, like, because I have done my show also enough now to understand that there is an audience who has come out to see me and who's loved it, who's laughed. I've heard them laugh, so it's good. So, but like putting it online is just another like, oh, just bracing yourself for like, oh, so I want to get to a place where I'm also at peace with that side of it. Yeah.
I think it is easier said than done, but I probably at the end of it, the crux of it, the trick of it is to focus on the love and not the hate.
Absolutely.
Because there'll always be hate.
Through all this, there is one comment that says that this was really good. And that is the one that matters.
That matters. There are many different kinds of comedy, stand-up, improv, sketch, acting, writing. Which form do you do best and which do you want to do better?
I honestly feel like for me, my strongest is like character-based work. That is the place where I feel the most comfortable. I'm most comfortable where I'm not myself. No, I love that. You know, I love playing outlandish characters. I can just express myself in that way. So I really enjoy it. Like all the stuff I have done so far has also been received well. Okay. Mm. But people really like it. So that is something I actually want to do more of. One thing I feel like I could be stronger is actual joke writing. I feel like every comic will say that. So, but I still feel like maybe a setup punchline is not my strongest suit. I feel like I'm more personable. I feel like I'm good with story also, like, because my recent special that I do is a story. So if you can hold the audience's attention for like over an hour and they're not bored and yawning, so matlab tum story bhi theek hi bol paate ho. So I really want to get good at traditional stand-up. I think that would be good. Needs practice.
Yeah.
But I think for me, my character work, I think, is the best. Sketch character. I think I enjoy it the most.
I think all of us also enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. What about you?
Stand-up is something I think I do better than most of the things. I've tried everything here, right? Improv. Mm. Sketch is not so much. Acting, I'm very bad at.
Yeah.
Writing, I'm doing. Stand-up, definitely, I think, because I think now I do it for my sanity. Mm. I'm on stage every day.
Yeah.
So it has really become like, you know, like the way people go to a gym. Mm. I go on stage like that.
Mm.
So just by function of doing it so much, it has just become second nature to me. Just getting up and performing. And of course, when you do it so much, your jokes also improve.
Yeah.
I have the same thing, that the way I write is not really set up punchline.
Yeah.
But I think with time, I have just discarded like traditional way of, I'm like, you know what, if people are laughing, whatever I'm doing is fine. Well, I used to find a way to find the discipline inside this.
Mm.
If I'm doing stories, I need to find a way to get a laugh at a certain frequency. Ye mujhe wo dheri samajh mein nahi aati set up punchline ki. Actually, I'm so bad at that I won't even get there. I really thought I'm a theater person, by the way, okay, first
time.
But definitely writing for screenplays and dialogues. I think dialogues is something I'm really enjoying doing right now. It's also very tricky in the sense that it looks easy. It feels easier than writing stand-up because, you know, there are so many other emotions.
Mm.
There's so many pages you can fill so much faster than writing stand-up. But the more time I'm spending on this skill, I'm realizing is dialogue writing is very tricky because if you write too fancy something, it's not real. If you find it like too slice of life,
completely.
It is just too bland.
Yeah.
So to find that sweet spot where the dialogue is memorable enough, yet in the conversation it is not forced, is a challenge.
Do you remember the first time you ever bombed on stage?
Oh my God. First time. Definitely it was right after the first time I went on stage.
Mm.
It was very fun experience. Mm. Unexpectedly, people were laughing.
Mm.
So I was very confident. I was like, you know, ab inko samajh mein aayega. I have arrived.
Okay. Yeah.
And that, the first one was a ladies open mic.
Right.
So it was also very warm crowd. Mm. All girls cheering you. Even like the host, the lineup, everyone was like, it was a party.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And people have told me, you know, it doesn't happen every time. I go, oh, inke saath nahi hota.
Main to
special. Special thing has been discovered.
Yeah, yeah.
So even though I was told so many times that people bomb, I was like, I have some magic, okay, that I have discovered on stage.
Yeah.
And of course, the next time I went to an open mic, I bombed. And it was not that humiliating because it was a small open mic. But I'm guessing my third or fourth time was one of those shows at Cuckoo Club.
Hmm.
Where a lot of people are, one of the bigger comedians is hosting. It's a good show. It's very difficult to bomb in that show. But I bombed in that show. Bomb strongly in that show. But my most memorable, not the first bombing. Once I went to Navi Mumbai for a spot, I was at least 7-8 months into doing stand-up. So I was not that new also. I finished my office, went to Navi Mumbai. Instead of taking a train, I took a cab. It took me 3 hours, okay? It was some Visarjan day. So throughout the, like, raste pe meri thodi vaat lag gayi thi. And wahan pe main pahunchi, it was one of those venues jahan pe log khana bhi na khate rehte na. And then I went on stage, my slot came, it was 10 minutes I had to do. And I started saying something and I knew it was not going well. In the first joke only, you know. But typically, you know, and then you carry on. But I think I started and then I saw some woman eating and me like,
Oh my god.
Her thing was ki hum khana kha rahe hain, hamare kaan pe isko kyun chadha diya yaar. Like my eyes started tearing up, okay? And I'm like, oh my god, I'm so old and I'm too old to be doing this. Like, all those bad thoughts, all bad things came, okay? And I'm still talking on autopilot. Of course I'm bombing, but like literally my soul is crying ki what am I doing? Why am I here? It was bad. Nothing like that ever happened again.
Hmm.
But I think you have to go to those pits to realize how much you want it.
For sure.
Right?
I think mera aise koi bahut hi memorable bomb nahi hai, but mostly inhi jagahon mein zyada hota hai where there are lesser people.
Yeah.
Or it's a restaurant. People are just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember even my possibly my second or third time doing stand-up after that high. Okay? So I'm still riding on it. Ab toh main ho gayi hoon. Ab main killer queen hoon. Aur mere se achha stand-up koi dunya mein hai hi nahi abhi filhaal. Aur location bhi same hi thi. So I'm like, arre, second time aage, main kill karne, come on, yaar. And Sapan was hosting and all. There were lesser people. I went on the stage and of course nobody is laughing. So it was like, अरे ये क्या हो गया? मैंने कल ही तो ये jokes की थी.
ये थे.
I didn't hear what happened. Why I enjoy bombing is also like, I just forget about my set. I don't do my set. At the moment I realize this is not working, forget it. Just talk to each other. यार तू क्यों नहीं हंस रहा है यार? तू बता दे मुझे मैंने क्या गलत किया है ऐसा. तो मैं तो उससे खुला बात कर रही थी लोगों से. That's what I usually do now.
So, I think my time वो मेरे साथ भी आ गया है कि रो के तो नहीं जाऊंगी.
Yeah.
रुला के तो नहीं जाऊंगी.
Yeah.
I'll give you a good time. Maybe my jokes will not work. When it comes to your comedy, is there a line that you won't cross?
Ideally, you should be able to cross every line, but the socio-political climate will not allow you to.
Yeah. Also, I feel it also makes you responsible. It's a two-way thing, right? I feel, and I'm answering, I think we all think about it so much.
Yeah.
That I think the ethics of comedy say there should not be lines.
Absolutely.
You should be able to cross all lines and then make people laugh, and that is how you blur lines between people.
Yeah.
But I think the socio economic, political, everything, one, it curtails your freedom, and second, also gives you responsibility. Ke, you know, like the whole punching down, punching up, you have to be cautious of.
Absolutely.
Because someone else is already oppressing some people so much that now you don't want to, you know, follow your comedy ethic and then like pile on top of that. So, correct. I think in real world, it's very difficult not operate without lines.
Yeah. In one way, I think at least we are women, so at least we can punch up.
Yeah.
At least that much.
Thoda toh hume
thoda toh
hai. Gira ke rakha. हाँ, हमारे पास काफी कुछ है पंचों
बहुत कुछ है. तो थैंक्स फॉर ऑपरेसिंग अस एंड सतीज
ऑल द सतीज.
थैंक्स फॉर द सती बिकॉज़ नाउ वी कैन ओनली गो अप फ्रॉम हियर.
लिटरली दैट सती थिंग वाज मेटाफोरिकल.
एग्जैक्टली. हैव यू एवर फेल्ट लाइक यू हैड टू वर्क हार्डर टू प्रूव दैट यू आर फनी?
Stand up comics, all of us who come and stick to this profession, we're all a little deranged, right? As in,
हम
कहीं ना कहीं कि जो चीज आपको funny बनाती है या great बनाती है उसी का flip side है वो आपको उतना ही insecure, vulnerable, overthinker, दुखी बनाती है. पर मतलब कि मैं हूँ. Now when you look at the greats in your profession also, the middle in your profession also, the new in your, ये तो सबका same है.
बिल्कुल.
We are all some sort of disorder trying to, you know, fit into this world through this tool of humor. Of course, जब जो बीच का phase आया था वही ना कि when I started off, comics तान आया उसके बाद, you know, popularity came in, gigs came in, money started coming in, like I could switch to doing stand up full time. Then of course all these questions became very apparent कि वो पूरा जो उसको imposter syndrome बोलते हैं, but at the end of it it's very typical artistic syndrome where you do this as a profession now. You're supposed to create stuff, and sometimes the full day goes, you have blank pages, you have nothing to show. You can't focus also. You're like, oh shit, jab main kaam karti thi to main aadhe time kaam karti thi, aadhe time mein ye kar leti thi, aur mere paas pura pura din hai, and I'm just, I don't know where am I, right?
Yeah.
Not just funny. I think my my bigger challenge was to feel like I'm doing enough in this field. And of course, ये funny का तो मुझे रोज़ आज भी लगते रहता है.
Yeah.
कि you always feel like you can be funnier. But definitely there was this period of a couple of years where I was like, maybe I've made the wrong choice. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. To be full-time in this career, you have to be superlative. You have to be a genius. And we, of course, we also see people in the industry who are naturally so gifted. And I had to come to remember the fact that I'm good, but some people are more gifted than me. I have some blessing, they have more of that blessing. And the question I had to ask myself was, if you cannot be that level of outlier, do you still want to do it or not? Because you probably will never be, you know, number one. And I was like, you know what, I still want to do it.
Yeah.
Even if it goes on like this forever.
Yeah.
I love this enough.
Yeah.
And you know, there is an audience for this that I want to do this. There is superlative doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
So that really helped me cope because of course this is our most existential question.
I try not to compare myself because that is really going to be the death of all your creativity. What I actually like to do is to see more people perform because more than anything it actually inspires me. I often take breaks from everything I do. When I take breaks is the moment I feel the most crippled with everything. Ki main to worthless hu bhai, mujhe to bas sab is kamre se bahar nahi nikalna chahiye. But uske baad nikalne ke baad, even if I'm not performing, bas jaake baith ke kisi aur ko perform karte hue dekhna, I feel like the brain starts working again and it's like, oh yeah, teri ek joke hai, to usko is tarike se bol sakti hai, you know. One, of course, the advantage, disadvantage is the whole women are not funny stereotype, which some people will continue to believe as long as they are alive. They don't matter very much, I feel, because there are extremely funny women who have existed and will continue to exist. Yeah. Throughout history, I feel like also another thing about being fatter is that tumhare upar ek stereotype also added hai ki ye to funny hi hogi. Matlab uske paas option kya hai, aur looks nahi hai to funny to hogi hi na. To theek hai, I have heavily leaned into it. Sure, if I don't have to work harder to prove that I am funny because of the way I look, you're laughing, good. My job is done.
I never thought about it like that. There's an added pressure on how like a certain person looks.
Yeah, of course.
It's funny.
And I feel like even for someone who's a good looking woman, it's also like, why is she doing this?
Yeah. Like, remember that phase when all female comics used to wear bad clothes?
Rejecting your femininity completely. Like baggy clothes. Yeah, horrible hair. I make it a point, if I'm going on stage, I will look my best.
Even I do that.
My hair is proper. I put makeup on. And on days I don't do it, I feel bad. Like, I only don't like it. This is my moment. I'll look the best, the most feminine, or however I want to look like. I don't think like there's any merit in rejecting your femininity just because you want to appeal to the male comedy audience. Like, please.
मैं तो सारे ना मोहब्बत से ही सारे पैरेलल्स ड्रॉ करते रहती हूँ कि भाई कुछ लोग आपसे प्यार नहीं कर सकते और उन यू नो वो आप कितना भी अच्छा कर लो, इट कैन नॉट बी अर्नड बिकॉज द वे दे लुक एट द वर्ल्ड इज डिफरेंट. सो व्हाई नॉट फोकस ऑन द लव. What is one thing you want to change about the comedy scene in India?
Ooh. Open mics, green rooms are mostly populated by men. Women are not there in numbers. So I'd like to see more of that. 50-50 to hona hi chahiye kam se kam. More diverse green rooms is really... Abhi 2024 mein to aisa nahi hona chahiye ki green room mein 90% ladke hain aur ek aurat baithi hui udhar. So that, I don't like that. So that should change for sure.
I really agree with you ki not just male female ratio. I think I feel, for example, that I feel very empowered over a period of time in green rooms now because of main itne saal se kar chuki hu. But I feel ki ab shayad mere aise logon ki zimmedari hai to make it more inclusive. Okay, yeah. It doesn't have to be probably limited to, you know, the two genders, right? We have to probably look beyond genders ages and classes also, and ages. Ki kal ko agar koi, literally someone has never stepped out. Okay, housewife hai, homemaker hai, okay, who probably has put her kid to sleep and has come to do an open mic. Like, she should feel welcome.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I think probably people like me and you have the onus to build that now.
Absolutely.
So that's a very good point because I think, because we have pehle wo ladai mainly kari hai ki लड़कियों को जगह मिले, हम वहां पे आके मेरा तो दिमाग उठ जाता है कि आज चार लड़कियां हैं, ग्रेट, बट मे बी इट्स टाइम टू पे इट फॉरवर्ड आल्सो टू सम एक्सटेंट.
एब्सोल्युटली. डू यू हैव एन अनफिनिश्ड जोक दैट यू आर स्ट्रगलिंग टू गेट राइट?
Oh my God, so many. But how do I even talk about it in the sense that, you know,
unfinished hai.
Unfinished hai na. I was telling you though about the larger picture, right?
Ki
I'm trying to build a show about my family and that show is funny now, but I think to do justice to my ambition with that show, I need to get really vulnerable and I need to really face some truths and I need to really, I think, probably develop more skill to articulate things which are more nuanced. And I think when I started this family show, I never thought that it'll get so difficult, you know. So that's a discovery for me also. And the good thing, the fun thing about doing stand-up is that you can take your time and solve this problem. So I'm hoping that over this year I do it and I, you know, one day it comes to me.
Yeah.
And I think it also, in the process, I also sort of process certain emotions that I've not processed.
Yeah.
But for me right now, that is that the show is a problem. Is there any creative thing you are doing, whether it be a joke or something you're making, where you are...
If I could turn back time and go back to my Comic Stand finale, ka performance, I would change it completely, because I did that set out of fear and out of giving up, you know, not because I loved it. Okay, so in my case, I was in the company of extremely strong contenders, and I knew I don't stand a chance to win this thing, okay? So I gave up on myself to begin with. Who knows, if I had done something I was passionate about and I thought was funny, like I could have done, I feel I could have done a character in my final performance, and it may have worked better than what I went for was set a punchline, which is not my strongest suit. And, you know, I was so nervous, almost like, oh, how will it be of the finale performance, was I lost my voice.
Oh.
Yeah, I had no other problem, no jukham, no sardi, nothing. I just, my voice is gone. And that's how much I pressured myself before the finale. So that, I think my finale performance remains unfinished to me. What I did was all right, but it was not me. And that was who should I have been on that stage.
On that note.
On that note, shall we do a Simi Garewal?
How do you do it, Simi Garewal?
Simi Garewal, aise kare na. Thank you.
Oh, then I also do. Thank you.